Processing your challenge. Analyzing it. Thinking things through. Developing reasoning. Whenever you want to carry out a task, or you want to make a decision to do something, it is of vital importance to think about it well before you actually get to action. You may tend to depend on others for decisions, and take advice and thereby get influenced by them and hence, sometimes tend to get to action without using any logic or reasoning. This invariably will affect you and you could face challenges later on. At the same time, you can also be triggered by people to take a certain path. But you need to first understand why and how to go about things, rather than depend on others with blind faith and land up being dependent on others. You must take time out to reflect on what you want, rather than blindly follow what others expect from you. If you want to be successful, you need to first deliberate on thinking about the right course of action. You may need to constantly put yourselves first because this is your life, and you know that this life is indeed very important. Hence, care needs to be practiced to make sure you do not get cheated or diverted. So once you have made a decision to address a challenge, you need to now reason and use logic before you jump to action. You now need to plan and identify a few steps. You need to understand the implication of the challenge you have to address before you start implementing the decisions and resolutions you will make. A. Since you have singly focused on the challenge you want to address in the earlier section, it is now time to focus on what is your view on the decision taken. Take time and look at the situation you are in. B. What made you address this challenge? What triggered you to choose this challenge over all other hurdles? Reflect on the various factors that made you feel it is important. C. Why do you feel that this decision to address the challenge important for you? List out all the reasons why you think it is the most relevant and useful step you need to address to move ahead. D. After considering all the factors and knowing why you want to do what you want to do now, think about how you plan to act. Think of all the avenues open for you. E. You are now aware of why you want to choose a course of action and you are aware of the various ways you can act. It's also important for you to develop your thinking ability to try to focus on all possibilities, positive and negative, that would happen after you choose a course of action. F. Now that you are aware of the bigger picture and have also brainstormed on the challenge you are facing, now sit back and look at the situation with a calm perspective. What do you think needs to change? G. Similarly, also brainstorm on all possible ways you can gain control and mastery by making the decision on the challenge you are going to work on. What are the courses of action available in front of you? H. Once you are clear about all the factors influencing your decision, try to put all your ideas together. Come out with a firm resolution from the understanding of the challenge. What are the precautions you need to keep in mind when you address the challenge? I. Talk to yourself and deliberate over the issue. Try to get internal clarity before you try to make a decision. What you feel has to be addressed. Think on your own. What do you think is the right perspective? What is it that you should do? Try to make sense of the situation and the importance of making the right decision. J. At times, there may be confusion or doubts with regard to a few areas, and hence it is very important to ask for clarification from others. Make sure that whenever you ask for advice and whoever you ask, that person must be an expert to solve your doubts and give you the right perspective. Often you may be asking and accepting wrong advice and feel misguided because the advice may be given by the irrelevant person. Instead, speak to the people who have knowledge and experience and kindly don't take advice from the ignorant. K. It is only when you voice your opinion aloud to yourself or share it with others do you get clarity and find a path to take. With clarity, you can now take the next step to plan a course of action. Best wishes.